It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe June has come and gone, June 29th and 30th, depending on when you're listening to this. Big shout out to all of my running friends for two races, those of you that participated in the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. A lot of fun. It's a cultural treat. There's about 1,100 of us that go up and down every year, or up anyway. And there's some people that have done it literally 40 years in a row, and then I've done it about 10 times. But it's definitely one you want to put on your bucket list. And I also want a big shout out as well to my friends that participated in the Capital City Classic a week ago Saturday, and that ended up being part of the Capital Year Race Series, and it was a great part of Market Days to be a part of Market Days. So in any event, that's what's happening on the wellness front. But this weekend with me is Dr. Deb Osgood, who you hear a lot on the radio. She's the founder and CEO of Osgood & Associates. And Deb, you and I go way back on books and a lot of different things, but I think for the purposes of this show, I'd probably be good if you gave everybody your background.
Thanks, Tom. I actually like how you started out sharing that you're head coach at Northeast Delta Dental, because that has a lot to do with what Osgood & Associates does. For years, since 1996, we started a business to help more individuals start and grow their own business. And back last century, there was pretty much a science to this. Have a business plan, have a good product or service to offer, and then find your market and make a profit. But today, things are very, very different in this century, and it is about coaching. It's first about finding out the art and the uniqueness of what makes an individual special and what makes them passionate about doing something, and then comes the science. Almost anyone can succeed in a career or their business, and there are simple truths to succeeding in both, and certainly a lot of processes that we've developed over the years. However, today, there's a lot of confusion about who we are and what we're really good at. And back in the 1970s, for example, we started the Latchkey Kids. And so youth who used to be nurtured and raised by their parents were now showing up into the public education system requiring parenting and nurturing. And as you started out today's segment, here you are a coach, as well as a CEO. So individuals now going into the workplace need mentoring as well as performing their job. So that's how our organization switched and kind of evolved from more of a science approach to entrepreneurship to starting first with the art of the individual.
And the longer I live, the more I see the importance of mentoring. And all of us have had mentors along the way. I think in my case, still to this day, Dr. Silvio Dupuy has been my mentor. So when I moved to New Hampshire back in 1995 as a much younger person, he basically showed me the ropes, everybody that I needed to know between Manchester and Concord, and also taught me the art of writing handwritten notes. And so I know that the mentoring has been a driving force in my life. And now what I do, I mentor a bunch of people both in and outside of Northeast Delta Dental. And it's when you're a mentor, you're also feeling giving back, but it also, I don't know, it's a feel-good proposition as well.
It is, and it's very important. And more individuals could really benefit from mentoring. There isn't enough of that now. And so really in Osgood & Associates, what you're talking about is we have this kind of foundation philosophy that energy creates matter. And we talk about that a lot in physics. But when you apply that same science to human behavior, our energy are our feelings and our thoughts. So today, you take the feelings and the thoughts of the average individual growing up in America, and you've got these single-parented homes. You have a public education system that is very much into helping early on to define where a child might be learning disabled. And so by the time they reach high school, many of these individuals believe that they're ADD, ADHD, OCD, and EIEIO, and they actually lack that mentoring component. And so how are they going to then become corporate citizens and contribute and get a job if they don't understand first what their value is? So we went at Osgood & Associates from working with a process to help people start and succeed in business to now helping them create their own job, help them to find out what they're naturally good at. And to create their own job is what really speaks to the fact that almost half of Americans today are self-employed. And with artificial intelligence continuing to grow, there's a whole consideration of a second machine age where artificial intelligence will be replacing many of the jobs that exist today. So how do you help an individual get a job if you don't know what that job is?
That's why I love your vision, which is your vision is a society where all individuals have access to the resources they need when they need them to pursue and fulfill meaningful, rewarding, and financially sustainable careers through employment and entrepreneurial endeavors. So let's pause here for a second. So you really, whether you work for a large corporation, a medium-sized corporation like Delta Dental, let's say, or you're self-employed or you work for a small employer, you really are responsible for your own career, correct?
Your own destiny. Yes, and that vision statement there, this is what's very disturbing, what really started our organization in 1996. There are resources out there. There are people that want to be mentors. There are community development resources for people struggling with mental health issues. There are workforce development resources for people that are underemployed or unemployed, which an interesting statistic that keeps blowing my mind is that we have over 300 million roughly available able-bodied workers, and data suggests that 95 million of them, Tom, are not working but can work. What is happening to those people? So community development resources, workforce development resources, and economic development resources. Over 30,000 programs in this arena, which is specifically focused on helping people start and grow a business through programs that don't cost anything because our tax dollars help to fund them, but people don't know they exist. So our vision is to help people find the resource that they need based on their own unique gifts. And it's got to start from there because even identical twins become unique individuals once they start interacting in the world, and they all have gifts.
And since I have a pair of twins, I will validate that. So you talking about all the different resources that are available, you know, like SCORE. So we'll get into the alphabet soup of the various acronyms, but you also engineered something called BuzzGate. BuzzGate, which includes a relational database. So tell us about that, how that catalogs resources.
Yeah, this was a great idea because, as I touched upon, there are all of these 30,000 programs across the country. But the problem is they speak acronym soup, like you said. So programs that are available to us at no cost that can walk us through just about every aspect there is to conceptualize, plan, start, grow, and refine a business, we don't know about because they're CDBG, CDFA, SBA, EIEIO. But if you go to BuzzGate, which the technical word is Business Utility Zone Gateway, it adds utility to business. It's a centralized gateway. It catalogs now these resources by the types of services they offer. So the language that we speak, which is I need help, I need a counselor. I need funding. I need marketing. You can now find those programs by those terms. So it was a significant breakthrough in creating all of these different search criteria, this relational database that mapped out these words that the target constituents, the programs existed, wanted to reach, that they wanted to reach. And so people could now find them and use them. And one of the remarkable things that we didn't expect and discovered is the agencies themselves started defining each other. So they didn't have to be all things to all people. They could start referring people to agencies that offered skills that they did not.
So how did you get the energy that you wanted to be the facilitator of all these resources? Because like you said, the resources are out there, but it's daunting for people with not just the alphabet soup, but there's so much. The other part of it, of course, we all know this. There are plenty of jobs out there, but not necessarily the talent isn't matching up. So how did that hit you that you really needed to be the facilitator of this?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tom. I think, and I work with thousands of individuals, particularly I like to work with youth at risk in the high school age of dropping out. But everyone early on, I have found consistently had a passion or an interest. And they either showed it in how they played games or courses they took in school or some kind of a behavior. And my mom still says today that I never stopped asking why. And she would get so sick of it because she had, of course, several other children to take care of.
That's funny.
That she eventually started saying, because B.
Too funny.
But so, I kept asking why. How can people?
So you were Debbie Why when you were a little girl.
Yes.
That's funny. All right. So to reach, I'm sure we sparked interest. So to reach Dr. Osgood, it's 658-0340, 658-0340. And her website is osgoodandassociates.com. And of course, you've heard Dr. Deb both on The Pulse with Ken Keel on this show. And I know I hear her as well on iHeartRadio, you know, Movers and Shakers. So when we return, we're going to start with a book she co-authored with Jack Heath on leadership. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Dr. Deb Osgood this weekend of June 29th and 30th. And again, big shout out for my running friends for participating in the Classic 10K in Concord last Saturday and a couple weeks before Saturday before Father's Day, which was the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. And I'm really into wellness. And we're going to talk about Movers and Shakers, which is the radio program that Dr. Osgood hosts. And one of the things about that is the fact that you've got to find your passion. So one of my passions is sponsoring, having the companies sponsor road races, but then participating in them from a wellness perspective to be a role model, and in turn funding the cost of the timing services so the funds raised at that particular race can go to that charity, whether it's oral health related, as it was with the Mount Washington Road Race, where the money went to the Coos County Family Health Service, the dental component of that, or whether it's for some other charity. So let's talk about what you really mean by movers and shakers. I sort of gave a little definition there, but you're obviously the expert on it. So tell us about that, Deb.
Sure, Tom. That was it's a great radio program. And as you touched upon, the Kick-Ass Leadership book is about talking about specific individuals who are moving and shaking in a field that they are really passionate about. And this is an area that I feel strongly about now in my career, is finding ways to find more and more individuals who latch on and finally get that clarity about something that they care about, and then helping them to act on it. Step up, stand up, do something. I think we need more of that. We always have, of course. America's been founded on people like that. But today, more than ever, there are so many areas of our society where we need people who feel strongly enough to do something about it. And as we correlate that to where our workforce is going and where artificial intelligence is going, and in the next decade predicting that over half of the jobs that exist today will be gone, I think our workforce just continues to change so drastically that, again, it's important to help individuals stand up, step up, and find out what they want to move and shake in. It takes passion. It takes empathy, creativity, and critical thought. And these are the four areas that artificial intelligence can't do. And yet we don't teach these in school.
I love what you said about critical thought, because obviously a job, you know, when you go to college, high school, then college, what the subject matter you learn is going to be obsolete, right?
Yes.
So you have to have those critical thinking skills. When I was chair of the State Board of Ed and would be asked to make presentations, I always focused on that, as well as the ability to work in teams, regardless of where you, quote unquote, are on the org chart. Because I know in my own company, Delta Dental, you may be leading a team. You may be at a manager or director level, or even a supervisor level, but the team consists of vice presidents and others that sort of are, quote unquote, higher on the org chart, but you're leading them. So the ability to have that charisma and influencing skills to lead a team, as well as we're constantly looking for the critical thinking skills, because all of our jobs, you know, even 10 years ago, most of the people that we hired it was more, you know, pushing paper around. But now it's totally, everybody we hire is technology. In fact, we kind of have a little joke in our company that we are really a technology company with a focus on oral health.
Yes.
As opposed to, you know, a dental insurance company.
What you just spoke to also, Tom, is that leadership style. I believe that everyone has critical thinking capabilities. Everyone has passion, empathy, and creativity. What they don't have is what we talked about in the first half of the show, is that mentor, often that individual or person that believed in them. It's great that our school system is recognizing learning challenges early on, but we need to also encourage and build confidence in individuals so that when they come to the table, they feel confident that they can contribute their ideas without bullying or being laughed at. And that takes a process, that takes a mentor, that takes leadership.
So if we spurred some interest here, you can reach Dr. Osgood at 658-0340 or osgoodassociatesallonword.com, and you can listen to Dr. Deb both on occasionally on the Ken Kale Show, but also on iHeartRadio, Movers and Shakers. Now, the I guess we can say it on radio, the Kick ASS Leadership book, which is a dynamic book. Not, and I was one of the minor people in there featured, but when you were researching and interviewing, you and Jack were interviewing, you know, all the people that in that book, were there common threads, you know, obviously, you know, passion and hard work? I know when I was doing my first book on leadership and did a lot of interviewing of leaders, the one thing that I know resonated with me was that the passion part of it, but also that you can't necessarily control your gray matter, but you can definitely work hard and outwork the competition.
Mm-hmm.
And have a single-minded focus. And so that was kind of the theme I was getting from, and this was from great athletes like Joan Benoit Samuelson and Dave Cowens to, you know, billionaire business leaders. But that was the one constant throughout, was that, and most of these people are really gifted, but they also worked hard, and no different than, you know, in my generation, the three best basketball players were Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, and Magic Johnson in no particular order, but they also, the most talented, but they also outworked everybody.
Well, it's interesting you say they worked hard, because the one common thread is, as I always say it, as the light was turned on. Their inner light, their passion, their drive. And then I don't call it hard work after that. It's more like conviction. They want to see something through. And life is a series. And you know this. You work a big, significant enough company with a lot of employees. Life is a series of overcoming obstacles. When that light is turned on inside and you're passionate enough about something, it's not work. You're just seeing something through because you believe in it. And so the leaders we covered in the Kick Butt, that's what me and my co-author Jack Heath would say in the beginning, because we weren't used to that word ourselves. But marketing is everything today.
Too funny. I knew there was an inside baseball story. That's funny.
Yes. So that turning the light on, and that really then, because some of the leaders in those books used networking skills. They weren't networkers. They used communication skills. They weren't communicators at the time. They learned these along the way. And that's one of the most important things I teach people. If you want to succeed in business, there is no one approach. Every single entrepreneur is as unique in growing their business as they are themselves. And that's overcoming obstacles is where it's at. When you're passionate about the end means, whatever comes in between is just an obstacle to be overcome.
So one of the new terms maybe for that is the grit that we're looking for. And I know that when we're interviewing employees at Northeast Delta Dental, we want to make sure that they have the critical thinking skills and the ability to work in team. But we like to hear examples where they had the grit to overcome an obstacle. Because as you say, I mean, you're going to be faced with different business obstacles, and we need you to overcome that. So very cool. So When you were doing the book, did anything surprise you? Did any sort of theme come out of that? Or did this validate a lot of the research that you had already done?
Well, what's always surprising, Tom, is that people are unique. And as I learned about the six different individuals that we covered there, how they found what their passion was and how they pursued it was all very interesting to me, because none of it can be predicted. It really just conveys how much they wanted it. And in a lot of my work, I say that you can think it. We all have ideas. And you can want it. You might want your idea to come true. And today, you can learn it and truly live it, because learning can take place online on websites Coursera.org. It's free. You can learn from leaders in the world. You can even pay to be credentialed. But that second element, how much do you really want it? And by learning about these six different leaders we covered in the book, they all wanted it for different reasons, and they all had to then learn different skills to succeed and persevere.
Love it. So if you want to reach Dr. Deb, it's 658-0340 or osgoodandassociates.com. So if I'm a CEO or other emerging leader listening to this and might want to talk with you about helping with either some training or just kind of strategic discussion, just contacting you is the way to do it?
Yes, we work with individuals. We work with CEOs and organizations that are looking to develop talent and optimize talent, which is a huge challenge today, as you deal with. And we also work with agencies, public agencies, that are creating programs to try to inspire and help people to pursue careers, jobs, and employment.
And of course, you know, one of your areas of expertise is talent development consulting, and I think that's critical. And it gets back, you know, I mean, to the fact that there are plenty of jobs out there, not necessarily, you know, that people are qualified, but you obviously want to make sure that your own employees that you do have, that you're developing them. And I know that with some of the recognitions we've gotten in terms of being best company, the talent stays, but you have to constantly be developing them.
Right. You have to grow the talent, because the capacity is usually always there. You know, as I touched upon earlier, what are these 95 million able-bodied workers doing? And why aren't they in the workforce? Speaking for veterans specifically, which is one of Jack's causes, veterans come out of military service, but they speak a whole different language. MOCs are things that define what their jobs are. I know of an organization that has now translated all of those military terms into employer terms so that they can help align these military individuals coming out of the service into high-quality, high-paying jobs. Otherwise, we wouldn't know how to align them, as you touched upon, thinking that there's a huge skills gap issue, but we don't have a capacity gaps issue. And when we can create tools like this to have people talking the same language together, I think we have a lot more skills to fill the demand than we realize.
Thank you for all you do. And I'm just amazed that on your own, you came up with the what you're terming BuzzGate, the Business Utility Zone Gateway, you know, really a public service neutral gateway where everybody out there that's looking to self-improve can access free business assistance programs. So thanks for doing that.
Thank
it helps.
You.
I really believe one of my approaches in terms of corporate social responsibility, the you know, the rising tide helps everybody. So thanks for all you do, Deb. And I'm sure you're going to get some calls there as a result. And I'll leave the number one more time. It's 658-0340 or osgoodandassociates.com, all one word. Dr. Deb, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you, Tom. This has been great.
I always enjoy chatting with you. It's like we're not even on the radio, to be honest.